What makes for a smoother, more gratifying life? These chilly winter days got me dreaming of when spring and summer roll around and I can hop on my bike and explore. I long for the months ahead where I'll have warm sun on my skin and wind on my face as I pedal along one of Vancouver's picturesque seawalls. Which reminded me of one of the first bikes I bought several years back. I remember entering the bike shop and a wise older gentleman who owned it was very helpful. Before he even showed me any bikes, he asked me a lot of questions about what I was looking for, which then prompted me to ask him this: how long can I expect my new bike to last me? I mean, the better I maintain it, just like my car, the longer it should last, right? He said, "Let me tell you something very important. For a car, you only need to fill up your tires with air every few months. On the other hand, the very best thing you can do for your bike is to fill the tires every day." I was taken aback. I said surprisingly, "Every day? Keeping a bike maintained is harder than I thought." In which he replied, "Yes, every day. Unlike a car in which the air bleeds very slowly, the air in bike tires bleeds very quickly." Later in the day, I got to thinking about this, along with thinking about getting a good tire pump. But I thought about how the same is so true for our own well-being. I thought about how there is negativity everywhere. Sometimes it even seems as if it's inescapable. There's negativity on social media, in the news, on the road with frustrated drivers, in our families, in our circle of friends, with our coworkers, and many other places, and with people that we frequent on a daily basis. I like to think of this as the air bleeding from our tires slowly every day. As a day goes on, and as we bleed more air, it makes for a less smooth ride. There's a saying, I'm sure you've heard it: you can't control what goes on around you, but you can control your response to it. In the same way, I can't control the constant air that will bleed slowly from my bike tires every day, but I can control how often I fill my tires with air. Just as we can't control the negativity that surrounds us and saps us of our air every day, we can continue to fill ourselves with positivity every day. In this way, what are some ways that you can fill your mind with positivity every day? Maybe it's reading something inspirational every morning. Maybe it's switching the channel on your TV or in your car when the news gets too negative. Maybe it's not watching TV at all. Maybe it's not listening to the radio in the car, but rather turning your car into a classroom with positive, uplifting audiobooks as you commute to work and back home. Maybe it's taking a hard look at your associations and realizing who saps the positivity out of you, as well as who fills you with joy on a daily basis. Just as my clients might ask themselves this question when making a food choice: will this choice move me closer to my health goals or away from my health goals? The same is true for what and whom we invite into our lives. Keep filling your mind with things that will move you forward on your journey of self-improvement. Forgetting to fill my bike tires with air every day for a week may not look like they've lost any air, but once I try to take it for a ride and put pressure on it, I see that it will not be able to handle it. So be proactive with inviting positivity into your life every day, and I guarantee that your journey will be smoother and more gratifying. Enjoy the ride, and thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, need some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.